Thank you and good morning. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and one of the items on the agenda is the discussion of three grant funding requests sent in by the County Fish and Game Advisory. If approved, the County Office of Education Aquarium Education Program would receive $6,500, while $3,300 would go to HSU for a project study on the distribution and behavior of Roosevelt elk in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. $2,100 would go towards the Jolly Giant Creek Habitat Enhancement Project as well. The board will also discuss a transient occupancy tax agreement with the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, as well as the Redwood Region Entertainment and Education Liaison. A supplemental budget will also be up for vote at the meeting, and if passed, the board will direct the auditor-controller to incorporate the $500,000 in funding. Fire personnel from the CAL FIRE Humboldt Del Norte unit responded to assist in a vegetation fire off of Highway 96 in Hoopa in the afternoon on Monday. Known as the Milepost Fire, it initially started as a 5-acre vegetation fire, before expanding to more than 50 acres. Hoopa Fire personnel were the first to arrive on scene. Units from CAL FIRE and the U.S. Forest Service were called in to assist, and they allocated ground resources to the fire, which has yet to be fully contained. Forest and fire personnel have made considerable progress in containing the Pony Wildfire burning 15 miles southwest of Happy Camp off of Highway 96. The fire has burned close to 2,900 acres of land since it was ignited on June 7th, and after managing containment lines all of last week, crews now have the blaze at 85% containment. More than 130 fire personnel have remained at the scene of the wildfire, and crews are continuing mop-up operations as the blaze continues to burn in dry brush and timber. A pedestrian who was seen walking on the roadway was sent to the hospital with injuries following a vehicle versus pedestrian collision that occurred on the Indianola cutoff on Sunday night. The male victim was walking across the roadway when he was struck by an oncoming vehicle, causing major injuries. The victim was later transported to the hospital for treatment. The accident caused traffic to be rerouted off of the northbound lanes of Highway 101 for a brief period of time. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Plenty of events were held across the region as community members participated in the celebration of the 4th of July holiday. The Arcata Plaza held their annual 4th of July Jubilee on Monday morning. That event has been held for 59 years, making it the longest-ran festival in Arcata. Old Town Eureka held their 4th of July festival as well, an event that spanned all the way to 2nd Street, and it featured car shows as well as live music on two stages. In Del Norte County, Crescent City saw tons of visitors from across the state as well as local community members as they partook in the 4th of July festivities and the parade as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The district attorney's office announced that Tay Salazar was convicted of robbery by a Humboldt County jury stemming from a robbery at the Oric Market in February of this year. Salazar was identified as the suspect in the robbery, and he behaved in a manner that led the clerk to believe he was armed with a handgun. Salazar demanded money, and the clerk turned over about $1,400 in cash before he fled the scene on foot. Sheriff's deputies, as well as Yurok Tribal Police, were able to identify Salazar as the suspect, and he was located and arrested on February 17th, and has remained in custody since. The 39-year-old faces up to 10 years in state prison when he is sentenced at the end of the month. The felony conviction is Salazar's second strike. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office served a search warrant at property on Mount Vernon Street in Eureka last week. On Thursday, law enforcement discovered a hash lab, two indoor marijuana grow sites, as well as an outdoor grow, and in total, more than 200 plants and a pound of processed bud were confiscated. Though no one was located at the scene, two suspects have been listed, and while the two have 215 cards for medical marijuana, the grow operations were not in compliance with the county medical marijuana land use ordinance. The case remains under investigation. Eureka detectives continue their investigation into Thursday's shooting that left a Eureka woman dead and sent 20-year-old Max Robinson into county jail booked on a murder charge. Between 7 to 10 shots were fired from a semi-automatic weapon during the shooting, according to Eureka police, and 19-year-old Rihanna McKenzie was struck in the torso. She would later die at the hospital. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.